Have you ever had doubts about whether Jesus is real or not, or wondered if the gospel is really true or just made up by someone? In this Easter podcast, I'll share some ideas and thoughts that led me to believing in God, being able to trust Him, and being able to move forward so I could feel closer to Him and have a good relationship with Him. And I hope it will be helpful to you today as well on the Be Do Concept podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, a speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is number 15 on the podcast, where I share experiences, stories, and different ways of thinking so you can learn and see new perspectives, overcome challenges and trials in your life, and be able to improve your life and relationships as you learn how to better be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. Today, I want to share a little bit of my journey that has helped me to be who I feel like I'm meant to be, and it's only come because of my faith and the relationship I have with God. I truly love Him. For those of you that know and listen to my music or watch me posting on social media, you may have just assumed that I always had a great relationship with God and a strong testimony of Him. However, the truth is that it really took some time to develop that faith, and it's not something I've always had. At the beginning, it really was a struggle, and I'm hoping that sharing what's helped me to get on that journey might help some of you as well. I also have a song I wrote that I'll share at the end that has also helped me to keep this perspective and to always try to stay close to Him. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a model I developed and discovered that helps people understand the different ways people think so that you can understand people better, understand yourself better, and sometimes even understand God better. As I've looked back on some of the things I've learned, it really helps me to believe in God. Because everything that I can do and how I think, I know He can too. And when I learn a different way of thinking, I realize that He understands that way of thinking as well. And it just helps me to know Him better, to understand how He thinks, and to also trust Him, believing in Him, that He's real and that He loves all of us. As a reminder, I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I've been studying differences in how people think for over 8 years, and it's really made a difference in my life, but it came as an answer to prayer, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. As a little bit of background about me, I was brought up in a very spiritual home. I had wonderful parents and was brought up as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I was taught from the time I was little that I was a child of God, that Jesus loved me, and that I could pray to my Heavenly Father, and anytime He would be there to listen and answer my prayers. Probably because I'm more of a do thinker, I assumed that God would answer my prayers by doing things for me or telling me what to do. I've learned that's not always how God usually works. He sometimes tells be thinkers what to do, but not usually for the do thinkers, because He requires faith. And doing is so much easier for do thinkers than for be thinkers. But that's a whole new topic. But I didn't feel like I was getting answers to my prayers. And I'd get feelings sometimes, but I didn't know if they were real or if they came from me or if they came from Him. And I was constantly second-guessing myself and going back and forth in whether I believed in Him, if I thought He was real, or if I just thought Jesus was some made-up being that wasn't real at all. I didn't know anything about the be-do concept then, and it just didn't make sense to me why some people had these amazing spiritual experiences where they could hear voices or see angels or experience miracles, but I didn't. I felt like either something was wrong with me, that I wasn't able to get those kinds of answers or experiences, or it was all just made up and a figment of somebody's imagination. I did feel sometimes what I thought might be the Spirit, especially when I heard a spiritual song or my dad would give me a blessing, but they were few and far between, and though I thought I could feel something, I still didn't know if that was really the Spirit, and my feelings about whether God was real just kept going back and forth. It was frustrating because I wanted to know if it was true, but I also didn't want to be somebody that just believed something that wasn't true. I wished that I could just live at the same time Jesus did, because I imagined if I did, it would be so much easier to know if it was all real. I could see him perform miracles, I could listen to him teach, and I wouldn't have to think so much about whether he was real or not. I hated that we were just supposed to believe based on scriptures that were told to us 2,000 years beforehand. It was hard to even see how those things could apply so far into the future. The truth was, I just didn't have faith. Faith requires a trust that I didn't have. And at that time, without some kind of proof, I didn't know how I could ever know. I wanted certainty. And unfortunately, it was keeping me stuck. Because you can't move forward in a relationship with somebody that you don't trust. The problem was what a lot of people get stuck in. Because until God did something that could prove to me that he was real, I didn't know how to move forward. I was waiting for him to do something that could help me know that he was real. And unfortunately, that's how do thinkers are sometimes. They're waiting for people to do things. And I felt like it was up to God to change the relationship we had. I couldn't do anything about it. I just felt like it was up to him. And a lot of times we do the same thing, waiting for other people to change our relationship with them, when actually the problem is that we don't trust them, so we're so closed off that there's no way they actually could do those things or change the relationship, because we've given our control and our power away to somebody that can't fix it. Well, now that I understand God a lot better, I can also look at his perspective and realize that there really wasn't a lot he could do either. He could show me a miracle, but because I was so closed off, I might not have even seen it. And I've also learned that miracles don't always help people to believe. They're actually helping people that already believe confirm the belief that they already have. Well, one day I was reading in the Old Testament some prophecies about how Jesus was going to come. And at that time, it was so far into the future that it suddenly occurred to me that those people that lived in the Old Testament times, they might have even had it harder than I did because they didn't have the New Testament to read. They couldn't read Christ's words. They just had to believe off of prophets that were telling them that he was going to come. And again, it made me think about how lucky it was for people that got to live right when Jesus did. It just didn't seem fair that only a small amount of people actually got to see him, be with him when he taught, see the miracles, and they didn't have to wonder. They would just know. I started to think about what it would be like to live in that time period when Christ lived on the earth. And the more I thought about it, it started to occur to me that there weren't just righteous people that lived at that time. Not everybody believed in Jesus Christ. And I tried to wonder why that might be the case. I mean, a lot of people actually wanted to kill him. They assumed that he was performing miracles that weren't from God, but rather from the devil, that he was acting under a satanic power, and that he wasn't the Son of God. And it made me think, if I had been there, would I know that Jesus was the Christ and that he was performing miracles because of who he was? I wondered if maybe I would still have doubts. I wondered if I would still wonder if he really was the Savior or if he was just some guy trying to trick people. I wanted to believe that I would just know, but would I? I imagined watching him being nailed to the cross and witnessing his agony. He was supposed to be the Christ and save those people. They didn't know that it was going to happen later in the future and that he was going to be resurrected. Would I watch his suffering and question, wondering if he really was the Savior? I began to realize that even people that lived at his time would still have to exercise faith. They would still have to make that decision of whether or not to believe in him. It was the same in any time period. It was going to require faith, a choice to believe, to either listen to his words or to reject his words. I realized that we also had those words. They were through the scriptures, but other people would just listen to them from him, and others would hear about the testimony that he would give. And in some ways, I realized how much easier it was now to be able to read not just his words, but the prophecies before, and to see how so many of them were fulfilled when he came. We get to listen and read and study, and we also have prophets and translations and even movies like The Chosen, which I love, that help us really see Christ for who he is. They didn't have that, and I realized they weren't there to experience all the times he was there. He was going from city to city. But we have the opportunity to read about all of those events, to see him in all of those experiences, and actually get to imagine and see him for who he was. It helped me open my heart and to really start to want to know Jesus. I began to believe. With that little particle of faith, of wanting to believe, I was blessed with more of his Spirit. I've read those stories and I continue to feel the Spirit. And when I listen to those spiritual songs, I feel the Spirit. And as I write songs, I felt his power and his love and that inspiration. It's come because I trust more, because I have more faith. And it started with that decision to believe. A lot of opportunities have come since then where God has been able to testify to my soul that he is real and that he does love me. It's changed how I think and how I read the scriptures. It's also changed how and why I say my prayers. I'm not reading scriptures wondering if they're true or not. That was keeping me closed off. Instead, I believe they are true. And as I read those teachings and those readings go right to my heart. As I say my prayers, I'm no longer doubting and questioning, keeping my heart closed just in case he isn't real. Instead, I open my heart and I'm able to receive answers and feelings and promptings that he wants to send. I still don't have words come to my mind the way I wish sometimes they would, but I have experienced miracles and I do trust him more than I ever did before. I've learned to feel the love that he has for me, and I love him. I see him in my everyday life as he helps me because I'm praying for that help. It came because I started with a little tiny seed of faith, and it's grown stronger and stronger. You may wonder if God is real, but I definitely believe that being there and hearing Christ teach probably wouldn't change anything. It still requires faith and an initial trust to move forward. My life has gotten so much better because I've stopped doubting and I just opened my heart to seeing. It's the same with my relationships with other people. When my heart is closed, I don't see the good in people. But as I've learned to open my heart and just trust, have faith in them, all of a sudden I see more. I see their goodness. We all want good relationships, but the best relations come when we're open and able to see the good and see the good in them. I love what I receive from people because I've learned how to keep an open heart. I believe it's why Jesus teaches us so much about love and forgiveness and giving him our hearts. I wanted to write a song that could help me remember these lessons I was learning. And I also wanted to write a song that could help people feel the Spirit, help feel his love, and to be touched in some of the same ways that spiritual songs touched my heart. I didn't know if I could do that, but I decided to write a song that could. I created a video to go along with the song that I want to share. It's on YouTube, and you can find it in the link below. It's one of my most popular songs, and it's great for Easter time or Christmas or any time that you're thinking about the Savior. I hope you'll feel the Spirit or something as you listen and watch the video that it can add to your celebration of Easter, but I also hope it will help you in strengthening your relationship and faith in Him. I'm so grateful for all of you that are listening today. I hope you'll share this podcast with anyone that comes to your mind that might enjoy it. Following promptings is really something that has made a difference in my life. And as I have followed those promptings that tell me to do certain things, it doesn't come as words, but it does come as feelings. Then I have been able to strengthen my faith and it's become stronger, helping me to have a good relationship with Him. If you have any thoughts, questions, or comments about this podcast or any of my podcasts, I'd love to hear them. You can find me on Facebook or on my website at lindykirby.com. And again, thanks so much for listening. And here's the song, If I'd Been There. Thanks so much for listening.
Life more meaningful to